Know what's awesome? Fridays are awesome. I'm Carl Azus, and I'm glad to bring you Friday's edition of CNN Student News. First up, as another winter storm iced its way from Texas to Massachusetts, Kentucky's governor declared a state of emergency. It allows the National Guard to help and lets state officials close roads. Some parts of Kentucky got more than 20 inches of snow in 15 hours, stranded hundreds of cars, road crews couldn't keep up. And Boston, Massachusetts is less than 2 inches of snow away from its snowiest winter ever recorded. Winter weather is also being blamed for this. Delta Flight 1086 skidded off the runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport yesterday morning. The plane with 132 people aboard finally stopped at a small embankment just feet away from the icy East River. 24 people were hurt. No one was killed. One passenger thanked the crew, first responders, and God that it wasn't worse. LaGuardia Airport shut down most of the rest of the day. CNNStudentNews.com is your one-stop shop for all things CNN Student News, including our roll call request page. We've called in a school named Washington 4 times this school year, but never the middle school from Washington, Illinois. Great to have the Panthers watching today. We've visited Pennsylvania 5 times this school year. This time, we're stopping by Canton to shout out the Warriors of Canton Junior Senior High School. And we're rounding out today's roll call in Georgia, but not the U.S. state, the Republic. In the Capitol, welcome to the Panthers of QSI International School in Tbilisi. To Nigeria, the largest economy and wealthiest country in Africa. Population, 177 million. But an estimated 70% of its people still live in poverty, and the nation is struggling against the Boko Haram terrorist group. It's gotten so violent in northeastern Nigeria that it's having an impact on border countries. The Islamic militants have been attacking parts of Cameroon. Its government is having to spend money to fight them, and it's losing money from tourism. Boko Haram and the ISIS terror groups have something in common.
Boko Haram is an Islamic militant group operating out of Nigeria.
Their name means Western education is forbidden. Boko Haram's first known attack on multiple police stations happened in 2003.
But they became better known around the world for the kidnapping of over 200 schoolgirls in April 2014.
Father, we ask them, bring back our girls now and alive!
They want to create an Islamic state in Nigeria.
A country that's split into a majority Muslim north and a mostly Christian south. They now control much of northeastern Nigeria. That's an area about the size of Belgium and almost as big as the US state of Maryland.
We're talking 30,000 square kilometers.
According to Amnesty International, Boko Haram carried out one of their deadliest attacks just this January.
Some fear up to 2,000 people were massacred in Baga.
And Amnesty released satellite images highlighting the shocking destruction. The situation is so bad, Nigeria postponed its presidential election over security concerns.
Free, fair, credible and peaceful elections would be greatly jeopardized.
Nigeria has now formed a military coalition with neighboring countries and are carrying out airstrikes against the militants.
It's early days yet, but there has been some success. Beating the terror group, however, could be an uphill battle
because of low morale and corruption allegations within the Nigerian army.
Its soldiers are under-resourced, poorly paid, and often just outgunned by Boko Haram.